USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea's president on Friday pardoned Jae Lee, Samsung's electronics de facto leader, who served 18 months in prison after being convicted of bribery and embezzlement. The pardon will allow Lee to lead the company again.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday working damage control after accusations of a weaponized FBI against their political opponent surfaced Monday. Former President Trump said late Thursday the warrant authorizing the FBI to search his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida should be publicly released. The problem, many legal experts believe, is that Mr. Garland will not release the probable cause portion of the warrant. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The Washington, D.C. mayor pleads again for the National Guard to help with the influx of illegal immigrants at the nation's capital.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Thousands of migrants, some of whom have been bused from Texas and Arizona, have arrived in Washington, D.C. in recent months. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. In the new letter, Bowser clarified that the city would only need the National Guard for, quote, logistical support for a period of 90 days, at which point the situation could be reassessed. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
TGIF, my friend. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
With the FBI covering up Russiagate against President Trump, the abuse of power allegations against FBI Director Merrick Garland, one can't help but wonder how legitimate or illegitimate is the made-for-TV January 6th commission. The D.C. legal system for former Rocky Mountain Police Sergeant Thomas Robertson was severe. District Judge Christopher Cooper sentenced him to 7 years and 3 months in prison for entering the Capitol building with a stick. Republican Representative Brian Babin from Texas on Newsmax says he met with President Trump at his Bedminster golf course in New Jersey this week. Still no official word on President Trump's plans for 2024.
I learned that we've still got a feisty former president that is ready to defend himself and defend America. He was energized. He was fired up. This is a man who is very greatly disturbed by what's going on in America today since he lost and vacated the White House, and I think that the Democrats they're having all out assault on President Trump. They fear him, they hate him, they're going to try to destroy him in any way they can. And I think everything we've seen it for 5.5 years. Well, I can tell you he's not a happy camper about what happened to him. And again, he's very concerned about the direction of America under the Biden administration and the radical Democrats.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.